The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, now, before we look forward to a weekend of sport, we look back to a great week for the League of Ireland.
Yes, absolutely, Pat. This was a hell of a night last night for two clubs in particular. St. Pat's were in Sofia and they beat CSKA Sofia 1-0. A late surge at Atakai goal. He came off the bench to nip in to take a back pass back to the keeper and put it into the back of the net to give them a 1-0 lead coming home from Sofia. So that was part one of the night. And part two of the positive stories was Shamrock Rovers beating Scoopy of Macedonia 3-1. Gary O'Neill scored an absolute screamer in the 96th minute to give them a bit of a cushion going into the second leg. It was negative news though for Sligo Rovers. They were hammered 5-1 by Viking of Norway, so they're probably done in terms of their European odyssey. But very, very good news for Shamrock Rovers in particular, because they also have the Conference League as their fallback if the Europa League doesn't work out for them, whereas St. Pat's obviously need to keep winning to ensure they get into the group stages.
Okay. So exciting times and good paydays as well attaching to it.
Significantly so, yeah. And that's probably one of the most disappointing aspects of the Sligo Rovers result. While they've done brilliantly to get this far, they really do depend on the European money, because they don't necessarily have a billionaire owner or a very, very rich owner at least to give them that cash.
Yeah, and their budget versus the Viking budget, it was quite a disparity there, maybe a factor of 10 or more. Now, let's talk about what's in prospect this weekend, because we've got Camogie and we also have the return of the Premier League.
Yeah, so Camogie, just like the women's football final, is a triple header in Croke Park on Sunday. You've got the Premier Junior final, which sees Armagh go up against Antrim at midday. Galway against Cork is the intermediate final at 2 o'clock, and then Cork against Kilkenny is the senior final at 4:15. Kilkenny are slight favourites going into this game. That might be because they beat Galway in their semi-final, possibly the stronger opponent. It doesn't mean that Cork didn't struggle through their semi-final. They really had to dig deep to beat Waterford. They didn't start Aisling Thompson that day. She had to come off the bench after about a quarter of that day to really get them out of jail. She will likely start tomorrow. This has been a great modern rivalry. We have this sort of triumvirate of Cork, Kilkenny, Galway in Camogie. So they're very familiar foes, but over the last couple of years, Kilkenny managed to get the monkey off the back in terms of all those losses in All-Ireland finals. They're All-Ireland champions from 2020. So a very, very tight one to call. But as I say, Kilkenny just ever so slight favourites.
Yeah, and if you're watching on telly, the pitch of the support, I mean the sonic pitch, it's always very high because most of the audience is female.
It's like
screaming.
Yeah, I think there's some great pictures as well last week of young boys who kind of went along to the women's final as well. That I think there's that Meath team in particular have done so much for the county of Meath, for young sports fans in the country. And I think just because maybe tickets are cheaper for the women's finals as well, it allows more families to go along. Obviously, you got to pay 90 quid, no matter what age you are, to go to a men's final if you want to get a stand ticket. So I think it's actually more to do with the fact that it's just more families and it's a more affordable day out to go to either the Camogie or women's final.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about Premier League. It begins tonight.
It does. Crystal Palace at home to Arsenal tonight at 8 o'clock. There's a brand new Amazon behind the scenes documentary for Arsenal fans to get their teeth sunk into this week as they reflect on a desperate start to last season. That's the first couple of episodes that have been released, and they'll be hoping for a very different beginning to this season. They have signed, once again this summer, a lot of players. They spent a hell of a lot of cash. You will expect Gabriel Jesus and Alexander Zinchenko to start for them tonight. Of course, Patrick Vieira, the manager of Crystal Palace. When it comes to new signings, that's probably going to be the most exciting aspect of this weekend, because you don't have anything that's necessarily a heavyweight clash. For example, Liverpool are up against Fulham tomorrow at 12:30. It'll probably be Darwin Nunez's first game in the Premier League. You've got Tottenham at home to Spurs tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Spurs obviously have made a load of signings this summer, the likes of Ivan Perisic and Richarlison probably going to make their appearances for them over the course of that game in some capacity. And then you've got Chelsea going to Everton, which is possibly one of the most interesting fixtures of the weekend. Of course, Lampard in charge of Everton. Will the Todd Bailey era reflect the Roman Abramovich era, where they sit in the background and spend money and sack managers at will? Time will tell.
Yeah. I mean, it's so early that these probably don't count for too much. Leeds v Wolves could be a cracker of a game, but I suspect that the most interesting game of the weekend will be Sunday's Manchester United and Brighton, because it's not about the opposition, it's all about United, what they're going to bring to the party this year.
Absolutely, and what we have is a soap opera before the show has even begun this season, in Ten Hag coming out to slam Cristiano Ronaldo and a few of his teammates leaving early from the friendly last week as unacceptable. There's every chance he might have to start on Sunday because they have a few injury worries in attack. So Ten Hag has been up against already this summer the Frankie de Jong situation not being great from his perspective either. Sunday at 4:30, then the other game is West Ham at home to Manchester City, and we will see the arrival of Erling Haaland in the Premier League, which is very exciting indeed. He didn't look amazing last week, but
interesting, the way he scores goals. I mean, he's possibly, they say, a kind of a Ronaldo figure, lurking, ready for service, and bang, that's how he scores. Now, that's not the way Chelsea play.
No, like the way City would play is it's midfielders who tend to come up with a lot of the goals, certainly over the last couple of years. Like, even Gabriel Jesus struggled to start for that team, and Pep Guardiola seemed content after the Sergio Aguero era to play a false nine and to play a midfielder or a winger in that number nine spot, because you would expect all that front six to be scoring goals. Now they have an out and out goal scorer. Will they change?
Will City change? And of course, your colleague John Duggan predicting City for the title.
It's hard to look past them, all right, but I still think if Darwin Nunez fires for Liverpool this season, he could be an incredible signing as well. It's all going to come down to who will be the most explosive number nine for their team, assuming Nunez does play through the middle for Liverpool. Whichever of those two signings works out the best, I suspect will lead to a Premier League trophy.
And Kilkenny for 23 under Derek Ling.
Yes, absolutely. Derek Ling, a former All-Ireland winner under Brian Cody, a former selector under Brian Cody, and a former under 20 manager with Kilkenny. There has been some suggestion that maybe if you go outside the camp from Kilkenny, you won't get a chance of getting the main job. Well, Ling has very much stayed within the camp and by all accounts will do an excellent job of this. We are still waiting confirmation as to who his backroom team is, but the Brian Cody era is over and Derek Ling is his successor, and they've acted very swiftly indeed to get that statement out there last night.
Very good. Owen Sheen, thank you very much. Owen Sheen from Off the Ball.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.